Hi, this is Mark Muhammad Poor, and welcome to Chasing the Sun, the show designed for communicators, marketers, and public relations professionals to learn how they can incorporate health and wellness, reduce stress, grow in their career, and thrive. You can reach me at chasingthesunpdx.com, email me at mark@chasingthesunpdx.com, or find me on Twitter or Instagram on Mark Mo, MarkMoh. This week, I'm really honored to interview Mary Privo, a fellow PRSA member and panelist from back in April when we were at an event together in Phoenix and have become friends ever since. I really look up to Mary. She has had an incredible career. She's done it all. She has worked in-house. She's worked at an agency. And now she runs her own business with her husband and from their home. She has two kids. She is a busy person. She's a professional, but she is dedicated to living her best life. And I just think the world of her. I think you'll really enjoy our conversation. We chat about her career. We chat about family. We chat about how she networks. She's a master networker, and she's just incredible. So, Mary, thank you so much for your time. And listeners, enjoy. Thanks so much. We'll chat soon.
Okay, I am so excited to have my dear friend Mary Privo on Chasing the Sun this week. Mary, happy 2020. How are you doing?
Great. Happy 2020 to you too.
Oh my gosh. Mary, it has been an incredible journey getting to know you over the last 8 to 9 months. PRSA brought us together, much like many of my friends and colleagues throughout the profession. And this is just one of a number of examples where PRSA has really helped connect people. And so it's just been such an honor to get to know you, and really excited to have you on this week.
Yes, thank you. I can't believe it's been less than a year since we originally met at that PRSA Western District Conference, because it seems like I've known you for ages.
It's incredible. And we have so many connections through Minneapolis, and our worlds are much closer than otherwise we have known. So it's just been wonderful. And I'm just so excited to hear about your story and where you're at and where you're headed. So,
well, thank you for having me on.
Of course. So Mary, let's let our audience learn a little bit about yourself, your background, and where you're at now, and how you spend your days.
Great, yes. Well, I have 17 years of experience in public relations. And from the moment I took my first PR class in college, I knew that it was the right profession for me. I am entering my sixth year as a business owner, helping clients with strategic communications, but focusing a lot on media relations, social media, and content marketing. Those are the key things that people mostly need help with that I'm finding. Prior to that, I was at a Minneapolis-based PR agency for 7 years, working with high-profile B2B clients. And even prior to that, when I started my career, it was on the client side, and it was in the healthcare industry. So I worked my way up to director of communications at a hospital system in Wyoming.
That is awesome. And so you have had this, what I consider to be a very unique set of experiences. Well, I know a lot of people, and I'm sure you do too, that have their own company that they've worked in-house and they've worked in an agency, but to see this kind of equal split in time throughout your career seems to it's very unique. Can you talk a little bit about your experiences in-house, agency side, and now for the last several years as a business owner, and what your transition has looked like at each phase?
Yes. So it's very different, but I'm glad that I have experience from all sides of the business. So from the client side, you look at the agency as the one who has the easy job of telling you what to do. It must be easy to be at an agency, because all they do is tell us, and then we have to run and do all of the work. That's kind of the general theme when you're on the client side. And on the agency side, you look at the clients and you think, why aren't they prioritizing my work first? What else do they have to do? They're giving me a lot of their work. So why are they taking so long to get back with me? And none of that is true. So when you have experience on both sides of the equation, that's when you really realize that we're all public relations or communications professionals who all have common goals, and we're all working with different audiences, and it's all about building meaningful relationships all along the way. So, for example, as director of communications at the hospital where I worked on the client side of the business, I was running the department like a small agency. I assigned each team member with a client, which was a service line in the hospital, whether it was the cardiac center or the cancer center, but their responsibility was to make sure that their clients were taken care of and that we were creating communication strategies to meet those specific client needs. And we had multiple clients and audiences to take care of. And that was all on the client side. So it's very similar on the agency side. On the client side, I probably didn't use my agency enough to help manage workflow and achieve a good work-life balance for me. I took pride in doing the work, and I wanted to have that experience that I could draw from, and I took a lot on from the client side of things. It wasn't until I moved over to the agency side that I realized, wow, I'm getting a lot of stuff to do that I could have used my agency for. So when you grow up in the agency world, and if you've never worked on the client side, it's hard to understand just how busy your clients really are. It's also important to try to get a deeper understanding of who they are so you can craft your deliverables so your clients can quickly and easily justify your existence as an agency. And then now as a business owner, I am responsible for it all. I am my own CEO, I'm the CFO, I'm the HR director, I'm the employee engagement officer, and I'm in charge of new business development. So it's kind of turned everything around, but it's a fun challenge.
I love your glass half full approach to it and the opportunities that lie. I'd love to go back to your talk about client side versus agency side. I talk to a lot of students, and the counsel they receive from professors and other folks are, they say, I should start on the agency side. I've heard I should start my career there. I tell them, yes, there's a lot of value in that. However, there's a lot that clients shield people on the agency side from. And I think you alluded to that. Where I go with this with students is that there's a lot of value in both sides. I think there just needs to be a little bit more education on the pros and the cons. Can you talk about, if you were to go back, would you have started on the client side, or would you have started on the agency side? What advice do you have for students as far as pros and cons on both sides? You alluded to some of them, but I'd love to hear more.
Yeah, I think there are definitely pros and cons with either. I'll start with the agency side first. As you start in your career, if you are interested in working for an agency, it's probably easier to start right out of college. Agencies are built for younger people. You can probably get into an agency a little easier through an internship, and it will help craft your skills very, very quickly. I was fortunate, though, that none of that applied to me. When I joined the agency, I was 4 years into my career. I did not start at an intern or even an AAE level. I came in as an account manager. And that's pretty much an anomaly to come in mid-level like that. But the reason for that is I had industry experience in the particular industry, in the healthcare industry, that I was needed for. So it is possible to switch over, but it's probably easier in an agency. Also, the sheer nature of agencies, it's, like I said, it's a young person's career. And yes, there are plenty of people who are in agencies who are not quote unquote young, but the perks are great if you're young and free, and the culture, you're around people your age, and it's just a different vibe. On the client side, though, you if I were going back and doing it all over again, I would run the business from the client side much different after having that agency experience. And really, it comes down to billable hours. You learn a lot at the agency side about billable hours and where you're spending your time and how you are making sure that everyone is held accountable for their contributions and their time. And that could have been applied more effectively on the client side of the work. I was also working at a nonprofit, so that changes things as well. But justifying costs and justifying hours and really paying attention to time spent on specific activities is a key skill that you learn at an agency.
Could not have said it better myself, Mary. There's a lot of wisdom out there for students and new professionals out there. So thank you for that. Now let's turn our attention to today. So you run Prevo Partners. Now by name, you must have a partner. Can you talk about said partner and what's it like to work with them day to day?
Yes, absolutely. Well, my partner is my husband. And we founded Prevo Partners in mid-2019. So we are very fresh in this Prevo Partner relationship. I had had, I was a solopreneur in the PR industry for 4.5 years prior to that time. So I had established myself among clients. And the workload increased, and it was time to bring a partner along for the ride. And what better partner than your best friend, who happens to be my spouse? So we offer a range of consulting services. I focus on communications and public relations, and he focuses on business strategy, technological solutions, executive coaching. He comes from the healthcare industry. And so we're really carving a niche in that area, but that's not the only thing that we do. Joel also has a marketing degree. So the work that I was doing and continue to do is not foreign to him. And so he's a valuable resource when it comes to strategy. And when you're a solopreneur, sometimes the hardest part is brainstorming new ideas because you're a party of one. And so bringing another person along has really been helpful. And he is great with his big ideas, which has really helped to elevate the services that we provide. So, and in the healthcare industry, there's always a need for strategic advisors. Healthcare is always evolving. And when you consider that 10,000 people turn 65 every day, it creates amazing opportunities for companies, but it can get confusing and cumbersome for many to navigate the industry. And that's where Prevo Partners can help. So running a business has been a mix of challenging and rewarding, but it's I'm glad we took the leap and we are now Prevo Partners.
That's wonderful, Mary Angela, and congratulations. And how rare to have a true partner in life, but also in business where your strengths are meshed very well, right? And they, you understand each other, but yet don't step on each other. And I imagine that there's a lot of trust that's already been built in your counsel and your thoughts and ability to brainstorm and stuff like that. So kudos to you and look forward to seeing that grow even more. It's just awesome.
Yeah,
along with that, you have a family, and Chasing the Sun is about health and wellness for us in the environment that you're in. I don't teach diets. I don't teach calorie counts. I teach people to think for themselves and help act in the environment that they're in. Talk about the environment that you're in and how you make yourself a priority while being a parent, having a partner in business and in life, in a new venture, evolving your professional life and your personal life. How do you make Mary Prevo a priority day to day?
Well, there are two parts to it. One is being a parent, and that's what actually precipitated the move to solopreneur. I was at the agency and my position was eliminated shortly after my second maternity leave. And it's not something that is unheard of in the agency world. And it's not something that took me by surprise. I was fully ready for this because of the nature of the business. So by virtue of putting my family first, I knew that I needed to make a change. And it led me to a career where I was owning my own business and striking out on my own. I started my family while at the agency, and as I mentioned, it's tough in an agency culture to have a family. You are putting in long hours for your clients. You're around people who probably don't have families by and large. And I kept the work-life balance as much as possible. I left work on time. I reduced my work to 32 hours a week so I could be home with babies on Fridays. I heard comments from people I worked with that it must be so nice to have Fridays off, when anybody who is in this situation knows it's not a vacation day. You are very much working. You're just working your first job instead of your second job. And I even had a particular client who didn't like the idea of me being off on Fridays. Off in quotes on Fridays. So she would call almost every Friday with some kind of urgent matter, which was not urgent, but she said she needed my immediate attention because she just needed to know that I was there. So
it's such power in this, right?
It comes with the territory, but it isn't sustainable. And so I knew that change was needed. So now my work life has shifted and kids are in school, so they are gone during the day. And I don't spend my days chasing little ones around, but I now office out of my home. And that means that it is harder to leave work at the end of the day. You never fully leave work. Work is always right there in front of you. So you have to resist the temptation to do just that one thing that you think is going to take 5 minutes. And then that one thing turns into five things. And before you know it, you've missed hours of family time. And so that has been a struggle for me and continues to be a struggle, but I'm making a very big strides to make sure that just because I work from home, I need work-life balance and the computer can be put away and you don't have to enter the office and you are not on demand all the time. I mean, within reason, we all know in the PR world, there's an element of being on demand, but you can take a break and you can walk away and you can enjoy your family.
How novel, yeah. How novel of idea to do that.
But I'll tell you, some of the points that have worked well come from you.
And well, that's thank you.
Scheduling your time. Yeah. So whether it's scheduling your time for a work break, scheduling your time for an exercise break, scheduling your time for client commitments, instead of just assuming that you can jam them in when you have a free moment, I'm being very careful about my schedule and making mm-hmm. sure that I manage it and it doesn't manage me.
Yeah, that is wonderful advice, Mary. And I think, all of us need to realize that we need to be in control of our calendar, or else it's going to take over us. And you know, I was just chatting with people the other day about expectations about responding and when to check emails. And I think we have to not only respect each other a little bit more when it comes to that, but also realize that we need to give ourselves a little grace, because for the most part, people aren't expecting things within minutes. There are exceptions, but I think it's just realizing that we put a lot of pressure on ourselves. Back to the agency part, Mary, you're mentioning, I don't have a list of solutions to help solve what the challenges that you were going through. I have thoughts, but what's the state of growing and starting a family in an agency environment? Have you seen that evolve over the last few years? Are there still challenges? If you were the leader of all the agencies, what would you help install so that people can thrive and start a family in an agency environment?
Very good question. And it's a question that we will probably still be asking for years to come, because I don't know if there's an easy answer, nor is it an overnight fix. It takes building a culture, and the culture must be able to respond to males and females in the workplace that need a flexible environment. And if you think about your own habits and your own ways that you know you work best, whether you can work with music on or off, whether you are better in the mornings or the evenings, we're all different. I know my own personal work style is such that I am most effective in the morning. And by about 2 o'clock, I need to transition into something different. It needs to be something creative instead of focused on writing. It needs to be reading materials rather than doing strategic activities. And we, as employers, I firmly believe that we need to tap into that, and that a flexible work environment, if it works for your industry — now not everyone can do a flexible work environment, but it needs to be considered, because not all of us are best from 8 to 5, and not all of us are best in an office situation. And assuming the best in people, not assuming, oh, well, they aren't going to get their work done if they're at home. They're going to be doing laundry, and they're going to be loading the dishwasher, and they're going to be watching TV. We know that. We can't trust them. Well, what's the harm in trusting them? Because wait until they don't get their work done. Because I can tell you, even when I was not working for myself, but even more now that I'm working for myself, when I am working from home, I am probably working twice as hard, because I don't want the stigma that I'm just sitting around doing nothing. And that's wrong too, because until my work alludes to the fact that I'm really falling behind, why should I put that stigma on myself? But having the flexibility in the work environment is key. And it's not just for parents. It's for anybody who needs that flexibility. This is not just related to whether or not there are kids who you have to care for.
Sage advice, Mary, and you probably could see me nodding my head pretty much infinitely over the last few minutes, because I have seen all of that. I have seen situations where new professionals are not trusted out of the gate, and I have a huge problem with that. I have a huge problem with people who do not trust employees working from home. I think we're all professionals, no matter what stage we're in our career, and we need to treat them as such. So you're preaching to the choir here, Mary, and I appreciate you saying that, because our audience needs to hear it.
Yes, and I'll flip the script really
quickly. Yeah, yeah.
I read one comment on a blog that said, if you think that your employees who are sitting in the office are not wasting their time on social media or on the internet, you are very much mistaken. Just because Absolutely. They're in front of you doesn't mean that they're being productive with their time.
Absolutely. I've seen that before, for better or worse. You're absolutely right. With the notion that you work from home and you have your own company, I want to talk about how you build connections. Over the last few months, as we've gotten to know each other, I have just observed how incredible you are with building connections, building rapport. I have seen communications from you to me. I have seen how you engage with other people, and I think that's something, not something you can buy. It's something that you have to kind of grow and have. So just kudos to you for having that. We're recording this in the beginning of 2020. A lot of people thinking about change and transition. You're the second part of a series I'm doing in January about kind of transition and transformation. And I'd love to hear how you've evolved into that role as a connector. Is it a natural for you? Have you learned? What's inspired you to kind of play that role? Because while it's important in public relations, not everybody does it organically. And so I first wanted to acknowledge it and then hear your thoughts on how to make really great connections for those out there who are looking to do the same this year.
Sure. Well, I think a grand majority of us in the public relations industry we understand how important it is to make meaningful connections, whether it's with the media or it's with our clients or with it's with our customers. It's just in our blood. And some of us, it comes more natural, and maybe it's because we're extroverts and we like getting out there. For others who are more introverts, it takes more time, but you still know the value of building those meaningful connections. I don't know. I used to consider myself very shy, and I don't know what changed because I don't consider myself shy anymore. And I'm just authentic. And I think that people can see that and it shines through. We in the PR industry sometimes get a bad rap for being the spin masters and deceptive and having alternative facts, which we know are not the case in our industry.
Right. Yeah.
And so maybe I've gone far the other direction to make sure people know that I am human and I'm here to help them. I also have an amazing ability to laugh at myself, which I think also helps. It helps ground. Yeah. And that is very impactful. I don't get caught up in the little things and yeah. taking too seriously. But one piece of advice that I learned early on in my internship in college, my internship advisor was fantastic. And his ability, I watched him navigate the media, his media relationships expertly. And I asked him at one point for, like, how do you remember all of these tidbits? Every time a media representative would come in, he would say, oh, how's your daughter doing in college? Or, you know, how's that new car that you just got? Random facts. And he said, I always engage in conversation with them and remember something that I can then jot down in their contact. So it's always in my phone. Mm-hmm. And that's how I keep that meaningful relationship going. And it seems so simple, but it's beneficial because you personalize your experience with everybody. And I've tried to keep that in mind, not only from clients, but potential clients, media, of course. And that's, it's simple. It's simple to say, it's simple to hear. It's harder to do because you really have to participate in active listening.
Yeah.
But that's how you build relationships.
I love it. In this era of CRM software and services and all of these things, it's one thing per meeting in your notes app or in your contacts on your phone. Yeah. And, you know, easy to do, difficult to master. There, you've done it. It's just awesome. So I love that piece of advice. We're in 2020. First of all, do you believe in resolutions? And if so, what are they for this year? And if not, what are you looking forward to as you head into the new decade, second year of Prevo Partners? What's in store for you?
Well, I put a lot of weight in the work that you've been doing with Chasing the Sun. And thanks to all of your sound advice, I am focusing on my family more this year. I've made a commitment to stop working when the kids get home from school so I can enjoy family time. And that is usually when everyone ends their work day anyway. So it's not like I'm being crazy with this idea, but it means that I've had to prioritize my work and set realistic expectations with clients and understand that it's okay to leave work for another day. Back to my earlier comments about when you work from home, you're always in front of your work and it's hard to separate the two. And I need to start separating the two. And so that's what I've been working on. And it's been going very well. I know we're fresh in the new year, but I took a long break over the holidays, which I had not done before. Even something as simple as setting an out-of-office response. you, as a business owner, you always have that nagging feeling in the back of your mind that what happens if I lose this client? I need to do everything to make sure that I am available. I can't take a vacation day because they need to know that I am there for them. Well, guess what? Even at an agency, you take vacation days and your main point of contact is gone and your second point of contact is gone. It's okay. And so I'm evolving and realizing that I don't need to be available all the time. And if somebody needs to get a hold of me, they have my cell phone. They can get a hold of me. We're never that disconnected.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's a big shift in mindset that I think our industry in general needs to address and look at and get over ourselves a bit. I've had to overcome that. A lot of us had to overcome it. And as scary as it is running your own business and relying on your clients, you are only as good as you are mentally and physically for them. And that comes from watching yourself and making sure that you and your family are in a good place. So just kudos and congrats, Mary. That's just awesome.
Yes, thank you.
Of course. As we wrap up, any other advice or thoughts you have for our listeners? And then where can people find you online?
Yeah, well, our website is www.prevopartners.com. That's spelled P-R-E-V-O-S. T, the S and the T are silent. And I'm on LinkedIn and Twitter at Mary J. Prevo. And the biggest bit of advice I have is take the time for your family, take the time for your friends, take the time for your own self-care, because it takes a concerted effort to do that. It's easier said than done, but it's essential.
Hear, hear, Mary. Happy 2020 to you. Thank you so much for your time and just for waving the flag that our industry needs to make ourselves a priority. It's just been wonderful getting to know you over the next year. And I just look forward to seeing you and Prevo Partners continue to bloom. Happy New Year, Mary. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. You too.
I want to thank Mary Prevo for her time, her wisdom. That was a great interview. It was very real. I think we got a lot out of it. I highly recommend that you take Mary's very sage advice and act on it. This is Mark Mohammadpour, Chasing the Sun. Email me at mark, M-A-R-K, at chasingthesunpdx.com. Find me on Instagram or Twitter at markmo, M-A-R-K-M-O-H. I want to help you. Let's chat. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for your time. We'll see you soon.